Blog Talk Radio.
And now, live from Jacksonville, Florida, and New York City, it's the Mike Boyle Show with Mark Helfgott. And tonight's special guest, Mr. Cancer himself, Andrew Kelly. And now, here's Mike.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mike Boyle Show. Marco, how was your week?
My week was all right. I'm being very lazy. I was a little upset that you could only see my hat on my head in the Super Bowl commercial that I was on. That was where I had to tell people, you see, I know that was me because I was sitting next to that person. So that's me with the head and the hat. So they said, oh, good. And then but at least I was terrified. You saw it. They didn't show the friggin' commercial. It was the last commercial in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. And I said, holy shit, they're not even going to show it. So I was a little relieved that they showed it, even though you really can't tell it was me sitting there. But there it was, and I got paid for it. The checks came on Monday. So, you know, we keep on plugging along, so to speak.
Okay. That was very long-winded. So we want to remind everybody that I will be in New York in March. I will be appearing at the Comedy Strip Live on the 15th. They're going to be having a big show for Mike Boyle. This is very exciting. Come on. Who the fuck am I, right, Marco? So,
Rotten Apple cartoon premiere.
Yeah, they're having a show for me and the cartoon. I'm very thrilled, very honored. Right. Of course, Mark's going to be there. Larry Bay is going to be there. Sheba Mason is going to be there performing with me. Of course, you know, Sheba does the voice of Cat on our cartoon, Rotten Apple. You guys should go to YouTube and check it out. Just
Jerry Seinfeld will not be there. Chris Rock will not be there. However, I heard that Louis C.K. might actually be there. He's fallen that low. He might show up, Louis C.K.
I'm going to watch Louis jerk off. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be like, pull it out, Louis.
That's
I
a new act.
I swear to God, I won't say a fucking word.
From what I understand, he's going back to this comedy cellar. And people said, we don't know what his act is, but he's bringing a lot of lotion with him. So who knows what he's going to do?
That's funny. You know what? I think I was never a giant Louis C.K. fan. I'm not just saying that. You know, I'm not on board with all this bullshit. I think the guy pulled his penis out because people wanted him to, or he was in that sort of conversation. Because why didn't he walk up to everybody and pull his dick out? You know what I mean? Like, why did we never hear this before? You know?
I agree. I mean, you remember our friend Kurt Metzger? Remember him? This was years before this whole thing began with the Me Too, I believe that 70% of the Me Too is real. But I think there's 25% of it or whatever that's crazy, hysterical people, but I don't want to get into that unless you do. But Kurt was, he said, look, you know, these women said this comedian raped one of their friends. And he said, well, I'm not going to say anything bad about him until I hear the whole story. And the fucking guy, Schumer, Amy Schumer, she wrote her show for her with her. She axed him. Everybody axed the guy. And all he said was, I just want to see for sure. You know, I know the guy. I don't want him to be. And this was a preliminary beginning of what is now happening. And I'm sure that a lot of this stuff is overblown and not true.
Amy Schumer is a fucking pig. You know, anybody who's got to bow that hard at the waist of political correctness should not call themselves a comedian. You know, our job as comedians is to laugh at everything. You know, what a nice fucking world it would be if we had to have permission to laugh at everything and the fucking crowd had to tell us, oh, okay. You know, I've said plenty of things in comedy clubs that most people wouldn't say, and everybody's
right.
Laughed at. Everybody. You've seen me on stage. How many times, Mark, did I ever not get laughs?
I've seen you do better and worse in certain situations, but you've never bombed. I've never seen you bomb.
Right. I've never bombed is what I'm saying. And the truth of the matter
unlike
is,
me.
you have to let the audience decide what's funny. You know what I mean? We can't have the fucking comedy police, the Gestapo everywhere. And that's all political correctness is. Anyway, let's talk for 2 seconds about who's coming on tonight. So tonight we have our good friend Andrew Kelly. Andrew's a delightful guy.
Let's get him on fast. You never know.
Well, he's a delightful guy.
He could go at any moment.
Can I talk for a second, you fucking idiot? The guy's a delightful guy. Always a friend of the Mike Boyle Show. We love him very much. Sadly, he's battling some illness, and we're going to talk to him about it tonight.
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
As whatever else. Yeah, I'll pray for him for sure. But we're going to pick him up in a couple minutes. And what else do we have to talk about, Mark? We got to talk about the show coming up in March. We already did that.
Well, that's going to be a big show. And, you know, I'm starting already to work out the technical bugs. I've worked with the people at the club, and we talked about stuff. After the 20th, after my birthday, which is the 22nd, I'll be 68 years old, believe it or not, February 22nd, 2 weeks from today. After my birthday, like a few days, I'm going to go into the club, going to set up, you know, going to check out, making sure the cartoon can
immediately,
you know, all that stuff. So
nobody needs
it's
to know
be
all this,
big,
Mark.
Big.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Why don't you tell them how fucking big your dick is when you're jerking off? Nobody cares. You know, we're putting a show on.
Sadly, you're right.
People need
Sadly,
to know
you're
fucking,
right.
Yeah, I mean, just shut up. All right, so let's go ahead without any further ado and pick up our guest, Andrew Kelly. Let's
Andrew.
Andrew's an awesome guy. I'm very excited that he's here. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, I got a song for him when you bring him up. I got a little song.
I'm bringing him on right now.
All right, Andrew, I got a song for you.
Hold on. As soon as it connects, it's got to connect.
Andrew.
He's gone.
Ha! Oh, he's Andrew died. Andrew. Oh, my God. He died.
Okay, he's hold gone. On.
Andrew. I didn't
Please,
think this was serious.
Andrew, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, Andrew, you're there.
Hello?
Mike said you were gone, and I thought that was it.
I pushed the wrong button. I meant to push speaker, and I closed the conversation because I'm a fucking idiot.
I got a little song for you, Andrew. I got a song.
Oh, beautiful. I love a good song.
Yeah. Who gets radiation and chemotherapy? He goes
Not
to
me.
The
I'm
doctor, and it's almost for free.
Already.
The cancer man.
There you go. Now they're getting ready.
He's the cancer man, Ken.
You are
He's
a fucking
losing
loser.
All his hair, and he walks around in despair. He's the cancer man.
That's my hey, name.
Hey, I have cancer, baby.
Andrew, fuck Mark. How you feeling, brother?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good.
All right. I hear you sucking down a fucking cigarette. What's
no,
wrong
no,
with you?
I
can hear.
Oh,
you
no,
did quit.
On,
you sound like you're fucking breathing in.
I just want to say to our listeners and everybody, put down the cigarettes. Put down the cigarettes.
Yes, people. People, Bait. Stop with the fucking smoking. Stop with the overeating. These are things you can solve your own problems. You know what I mean? But, Andrew, so what is your diagnosis? Tell me.
I got prostate cancer stage 2. So exit stage left.
Yeah. That's what I said. You have backstage cancer. Except, you know, a prostate cancer. What are you, 57 now? How old are you?
Very good.
All right. You know, prostate cancer is not, you know, once you get over 55, I'll be 68 in 2 weeks, and my doctor said, don't worry about prostate cancer. He says, you don't have it. He says, and also, he says, your age, you'll drop dead from something else before it kills you. So I don't know how bad yours is, but that's what he told me.
Good. Maybe I'll drop a heart attack before the cancer. Well,
that's
thanks,
right.
Huh? Thanks, fucking Dr. Zhivago. Where's that? Ask Hot Ed. Is he here?
No.
What happened?
Who are you looking for? Who?
ask Napkin Ed. He wants him to talk to him, but he's not here.
Oh, why don't you tell me? I would have had him call in. You know, you got to arrange things. I didn't know you wanted to talk to Ass Napkin Ed. I would have called him.
another famous person on the Mike Boyle show.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, can I say one thing? Let me say one thing quickly. Mr. Andrew Kelly, i.e. Cancer Man, and Mark Helfgott will both be performing at Gladys Simon's comedy show tomorrow night.
No.
Aren't you going to be there? I thought you said you were.
Next Friday, babe.
Oh, okay. All right. Next Friday. All right. So anyway, I blew
Friday,
that. Sorry.
When the big shot agent's going to be there.
Right. We got Jimmy Fallon's manager coming to our big show. Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Oh, is it going to steal
some
material from the comics?
Yeah.
I don't believe nothing until it happens, but I'm told he's coming to check me out. So that would be fucking incredible, wouldn't it? Because I need a break, Andrew. I'm tired of fucking not making money in comedy. I want to make some fucking money. I got talent. People know it. It's time for me to get my shit together, right?
Of course. You're very funny. I've seen your stuff.
Well,
it's very good.
So now I'm going to fucking pray for you even harder. Now. What is
it? Listen to this fucking guy.
Oh. Wait, I got a choke.
Everybody in this fucking... I'm sneezing. Mike is coughing. Andrew's dick is falling off. What a show.
They're going to irradiate my asshole next week.
Yeah. Oh, man. No chemo, though? It's a marker like...
Yeah,
it sounds like
the marker
would have a ball with. He'd be like, ooh.
If it was a young blonde, yes. A young blonde boy doing it, yes, of course.
Radiate me. Julie's getting his ass dreamed out, and he'll be like, ooh.
Yeah, that would be a funny episode. Julian gets a colonoscopy. That might be interesting.
You know, they all got to get colonoscopy. Yeah, we're going to write an episode right now. This is how we do it. They're all going to need colonoscopies. Mikey and Balls are really, like, stressed, like, oh, God. And,
right.
And Julian's, like, picking daisies, all happy.
Oh, Mike. My first colonoscopy. Oh. This is going to be amazing. This is my doctor. He's so adorable. I hope they don't give me too many drugs.
Then I type for half an hour and we got an episode. But this is how it is. And then Tyrone will be like, man, you white people are gay. I'm telling y'all, all you white people are gay. Black people
Mike
don't get
is now imitating me.
Yeah.
Right.
Black people don't get no
colonoscopy. Wait a minute, Andrew, do you have something going on in the background there?
No.
Just the TV. Shut the fucking
TV,
Andrew. Yeah, you fuck. Shut the TV.
It's starting to sound like a Zappa record, you know, Frank Zappa with crazy sounds
in
the background.
Sorry, it keeps me company while I'm done.
Sorry, no. So Andrew, you've been, but even with this cancer, you know, like we both do TV, movies and stuff, and you know, I get a little thing here and there. But you're going to do a show, a stage show, aren't you not?
I was going to, but then I did not sign the contract.
Why? Because of this?
No, not at all. It was a ridiculous contract. It was just, you don't get a cut at the gate. I mean, you know, I don't want to be doing shit for free.
Showcase. Fuck it. You got cancer. You don't need to do a showcase. You know, fuck it. Give us the money, baby. The only thing that we do for free is stand-up.
Plus you have to pay for your own sound engineer.
For the show?
Yeah, so I said, wait a minute, I got to pay for somebody to work on the soundboard, and I'm not getting out of the gate. Get the fuck out.
Right. Was it a play you wrote?
No, it wasn't. It was a show. It was I was going to produce a show for this
right.
Very well-known theater operation. So.
All right, well, you get it next time. So, Andrew, let me ask you a question. Mark, do you mind if I interest you?
Yeah, that's all right.
You might have to talk to Andrew for a second.
I can't take any more Facebook friends. I got 5,000, so I'm really sorry to everyone, but if you try to add me, it won't work. So.
Hey, Andrew, do you ever show your penis to any of your Facebook fans?
Yes, I do, yes.
All 3 inches of it, yeah.
How are you going to handle it when you get called out by a fan? Oh, Andrew Kelly showed me his dick. Are you going to buckle like Louis C.K. and go, I'm sorry? Or are you just going to... Because I'll tell you how I'm going to handle it. You want to know how I'm going to handle it? And then you tell me how you're going to handle it.
What's a man
of God? Of course I show people my dick. Like, what do you do with your dick? You piss with it and you show it to people. Like, what do you think we all have a dick for? I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people, Andrew? I mean, nobody can show anybody their dick no more. I mean, how are we going to have kids on his dick?
It's just becoming too PC.
It's crazy. No, it's a crazy life we're living. Crazy. Anyway, let's pick up a caller. Somebody's calling to say hello to you. Let's see who this is.
All right. Maybe it's his proctologist.
Is it ass?
330, you're on the air with Mike Boyle, Andrew Kelly. Who's calling?
Hey. Hi, Andrew Kelly.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
No, another floor on the phone.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm just calling to wish you good luck.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, who is it? Tell us your name. What's your name, brother?
Patrick. I'm his cousin.
Patrick, it's very nice of you to call. Oh, you're Andrew's cousin?
Yeah, well, I heard he couldn't find his dick or something.
Yeah.
We all have that problem.
Did you find
Patrick?
He'll be easy to find next week because it's going to glow.
There you go. I'm going to be like the Incredible Hulk next week. Fuck. Maybe they'll let you put it under the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center. I'm going to be hulked out.
Patrick. Okay, wait a minute. Patrick, you're Irish too, like Andrew, right? Because Irish
guys
got little dicks. Irish guys have notoriously small dicks, but
I know
that's okay. That's okay. They make up with it with personality and get drunk and get cancer. Patrick, do you have any cancer? Or are you okay right now?
I couldn't hear you.
Do you have any cancer or are you okay right now?
Oh no, I'm fine.
All right, awesome. What part of the country do you live in?
Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. All right.
That's what I said.
All right. Well, it's cool. So I'm glad you guys got to talk here and you're checking in on your cousin. It's very sweet of you. He's a talented guy, isn't he? You enjoy his comedy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, is he going to leave me in as well?
Oh, let's ask him.
All right, man. You take care. Good luck. Nice talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Bye,
guys. Thanks for calling in.
Andrew, you got anything to leave anybody?
Not really.
Sorry, Patrick. Andy spent his money on male prostitutes, cocaine, and cigarettes. So there's nothing left. You know what I mean? Like, fuck everybody. I'm trying to make the money
Mike.
Now.
I smoke. My friend Derek was over here, and I smoked half a cigarette. I haven't hated it. I put it right out. So I tried it again after 21 years of not smoking, and I hated it.
Why would you do that? Like, what? You're retarded.
I don't know why. Because he was smoking a cigarette, and I said, "Let me try it. I haven't smoked in a long time." And I tried it, and I didn't like it.
Oh, well, you know, thank God you didn't like it, Mark. Otherwise, you'd have that fucking problem now, too.
Right, no, I smoke occasional
cigars.
You're
a fucking hypochondriac wacko, and you're going to start smoking at 70.
I smoke cigars, you know, occasionally.
Start smoking some crack, Mark.
You know what? I would love to. I would love
to,
but I'd have to take my baby aspirin first for my heart.
Let me tell you guys.
I saved Mike's life.
Andrew.
Yes, sir.
I'm in love right now, Andrew. Can you believe that?
No.
Mike Boyle,
with
after
Mark?
All these years. Yeah, no, not with
Mark.
Mark,
though.
No. I'm in love with a beautiful woman. But she doesn't, I don't think she's in love with me, though. That's a problem. That usually is the way it works out in these situations. And matter of fact, I could probably tell you that she's definitely not in love with me. But
is she gonna call in?
I love her anyway. What am I gonna do, huh?
Tell her to call in.
We'll
straighten her out.
No, she's not like that. She's not like that. She's a really wonderful person. And, you know, she was nice to me at a time in my life when nobody was acting nice to me. So I kind of feel a little bit like I would just wish something could happen, because I'd like to be indebted to a woman. I've never been indebted to a woman. Every woman I ever had, I had to give them every fucking thing they needed. And so, you know, it doesn't make for a good relationship, because you'll give somebody everything they look at for 5, 6, 7 years and then ask for something and they say no, and you just got to get the fuck up and leave. You know what I mean? So, you know how it is when you're a fat guy. You just got to give shit away to women to get them, because they're like, oh, he's a little fat, so I'm not really going to be with him unless he's got some cash.
You're not so fat anymore.
Well, I guess I'm still fat. I mean, I don't know why this woman would be rejecting me. And I know she loves me as a human being, but I guess I'm still a little too fat. I mean, I could get some chicks, but I can't get the top quality, wonderful women, because they don't have to put up with no fat fuck. Right, Andrew?
Yeah.
So you're changing up your style a bit from the ropes and the duct tape, right?
Yeah, you know, You're becoming a gentleman now. I am a gentleman. Nobody thinks I'm a gentleman because of my comedy. But I've never touched a woman that didn't want to be touched, ever. Never forced myself on anybody. But, you know, I'll talk shit, but it's just joking, just humor. But no, I am a gentleman. I was raised by a single mother, you know what I mean? I know how to respect women. But you know, the truth of the matter is, speaking to my mother, she died of cancer. And I just want to tell
prostate?
You. Prostate? No, she didn't have prostate.
Idiot.
But close. She had bladder cancer in the second round. And I'm going to tell you something. In case you take a turn for the worse and we don't get to talk, I'm going to tell you something I told her when she was dying. I said, Ma, you're dying. I go, I feel so bad. There's nothing I could do. She said, I know. I said, and you know what, Ma? I don't want to worry about it, because you're going to be an angel right away. You're such a good girl. And she smiled. And I said, do me a favor, though, Mom. When you go to heaven, and Andrew, this goes for you. When you go to heaven, I'm not sure, but I hear there's this gate and this guy, St. Peter, you got to talk to. Ma, try not to tell him to go fuck himself, Mom, because he might not get his humor and say it's the wrong place. So I'm going to tell you the same thing, Andrew. Try not to tell St. Peter to go fuck himself, because I know you get a little flippant at times. You just got to be cool. Yeah, you're a little flippant. So take your fucking, just be a good boy. Say, yes, St. Peter. Hi. Please let me in. And he's going to go, well, you did this, you did that. You fucked the goat in 1978. Yeah. And you're going to be like, I'm sorry, St. Peter. I didn't mean to fuck the goat.
That was one happy, grateful goat.
And then do me a favor. When you get up there, try to find my mother. Her name is Mary Lou. She's up there making meatballs for everybody. Try to find her and say and tell her to stop looking down at me, because I know she's an angel. She's looking down. She wants to make sure I'm okay. But you know what? Andrew, I jerk off all the time. You know, I don't want her looking down and seeing that shit. You know what I mean? Like, tell her, he's okay down there. We don't need to look.
Right?
No, I'm telling you. Because I could picture, like, I start jerking off. I look up at the sky. I wonder if she's looking right now. I get all freaked out. But, you know, I can't take it. Sometimes I just got to jerk off, whether she's looking or not. I just got to do what I got to do. You know what I mean? I'm human.
Yeah,
I could picture her up in heaven looking down going, oh, Jesus fucking Christ. And, you know, she's in heaven. Jesus comes running over. Yes, Mary Lou? Oh, nothing, Jesus. Just my son. Look at him. What a fucking disgrace. Jesus looks down. He goes, oh, Mary Lou, leave him be. She's like, can't you stop him from doing that? Because, you know, I send him some women every once in a while to help with that. Look at what fuck that causes him. Just leave him alone. You know, so that's what I got in my head, Andrew. You know what I mean? So I don't want you.
There's another way to stop him. Give him some prostate cancer. That'll stop him. I'm so mean, right? I don't want you to die, Andrew. I don't. Yeah, but prostate cancer doesn't kill you these days. So don't worry.
What does that mean, Andrew? What does stage 2 mean? Exactly.
It's halfway between 0 and 4.
That's true.
Well, no, four. If you get four of any cancer, you're dead. Prostate cancer, like I said, it takes a long time, especially when you hit 55 plus. It takes forever for it. Did you, like, neglect it for a while, or you didn't realize you had it, or what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well,
that's the problem.
Are they going to yank the prostate out, or are they going to leave it in there?
No, they're going to leave it in there and dose me with radiation.
Yeah, they put seeds in. They put seeds in his balls, right?
Yeah. And they're going to give me hormonal treatments that'll make me get big titties.
Oh, you already have big titties. Bigger even.
Off,
oh,
Mike.
You're going to be fucking Kardashian.
Off.
Oh, my God.
Mark's on fire tonight, isn't he, Andrew? He's all happy
tonight. Oh, he's hot tonight.
What a fucking cunt.
I did my B12, man. I did my B12 right before the show.
What's funny is when he's got somebody with a life-threatening disease on the show.
I know.
That's when he really comes out to play. Fucking little demon he is.
Yeah, you know, we have to go like to it. We're going to have to broadcast live from a fucking children's intensive care unit. It'll be fucking fine.
No, let me tell you. Hey, look, seriously, you know, you know that Tig Notaro woman, you know her, the lesbian?
Tig.
Yeah, she made a career on having cancer. She had terminal cancer for like 5 years, and now she's fine. She's on Conan O'Brien. She's on Fallon. She's on this. With the cancer.
She writes
the cancer.
She writes
this is a ticket to stardom, Andrew. Use it.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Well, listen to me, Andrew. I really hope that you handle your treatment well. I hope it's not too debilitating. It's not funny to be sick. But, you know, it takes a real fucking man to face this shit with a good sense of humor. And, you know, I was saying before you called in, we always loved you here. I love you. I think you're just a wonderful human being. So I will certainly pray for you. And I have this thing I do when somebody special to me is in trouble. I go to the cathedral in St. Augustine, and I get on my knees, and I light a candle. And I will definitely do that for you, my friend. I just hope that it all goes well, and that your suffering is limited, and that you just do well. I mean, I'm sorry you're going through this. I really am. You know,
I'll do the Jewish prayer too. You remember I showed you the picture of the book, the page, the Jewish prayer. I'll do that too, even though you're not a Jew.
Yeah, we all
it works okay with Irishmen.
Yeah, I'll be posting updates on my Facebook page where I now have 5,000 Facebook friends. Did I mention that?
Yeah. Yes. Have you had sex with any of them, any of the 5,000?
I have to say, no.
Well, I have sex with my fans infrequently. I always end up losing the fan over it, so I have to stop.
You're breaking
you know,
up, Mark.
I met in Orlando.
Yeah.
I'm breaking up?
A little bit, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you were breaking up.
I met a woman in Orlando a few months ago. She was a Facebook fan and a comedy fan. She caught me, I guess, around the time I did the roast for your friend, Abinette. I guess she was turned on to my talent. And she's been, you know, following me since, and I found out that she lives in Florida. I met her in Orlando, and she gave me a letter, which I thought was really cool, saying that she would never say that I sexually harassed her, that she was there of her own free will. I thought it was awesome. I actually posted the letter on Facebook. So, but you know what, dude? In 2 days, I hung out with her for a day and a half, and she started getting all pissed off. Like, she saw me hugging a woman on Facebook. She called me up. I go, sweetheart, you've been following me for 5 fucking years. Did you think I was going to stop being Mike Boyle because we spent a day in Orlando? I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was in love with a woman and I had to tone it down a little bit and the woman was everything in the world to me, I would do that. But I spent a fucking day with her. And it turns out that that's over. And now she won't follow me on Facebook, which I don't give a fuck. But, you know, women are just a very difficult thing, dude. Very difficult. Very difficult.
Especially now with the Me Too shit.
Well, I don't know. You guys are both into guys, and so I understand that you have it a little differently than I do. But, honestly, dealing with women is a very difficult thing nowadays. And since I'm not going to just buy another woman a house to be with me, I'll probably wind up alone the rest of my life, Andrew. So maybe I'll come with you to chemotherapy. I'll be like, here, stick some shit up my ass, too. That'll cool my little fucking jets.
Well, that's love. That's fucking love.
That's true. Andrew, what hospital are you going to? Where are you going to be?
We'll find people at Lenox Hill Hospital.
Oh, great. I live near there. I'll visit you and annoy you.
Yeah, visit me. Well, they're dripping fucking uranium in my veins. Visit me. First face I want to see when I come out of a fucking uranium coma is you. Yeah.
I'll be taking photographs from Facebook and Instagram.
That is really funny. The face, the first face on his mark, just sitting there with this big stupid grin on his face.
Hey.
Like a fucking
Yeah, same
Taking
Jewish
pictures.
Brass. Yeah.
Yeah, Mark ties like the little Jewish fucking jack in the boxes to his head while he prays. It's hysterical looking.
Oh, he's filling.
Yeah. Mark, I went to a bar mitzvah last week, by the way.
Right.
And my best friend Adam's son, and it was very beautiful. What they did for this kid over the course of 2.5 hours of that service, I was moved to tears because, you know, Andrew, we're Catholic. Are you Catholic? I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
And what they do to us in our confirmation is they just mill 50 of us through the ceremony in like 45 minutes. And nobody gives a fuck. Everybody's got to go home to eat. You know, your mother's more worried about the food than she is about you. My mother didn't even come to mine. She was cooking for her friends that were coming. And I go, Ma, are you coming? She goes, get the fuck out of here. I guess not. She didn't come. So, yeah. And then you go home and you're like, you know, nobody gives a fuck. It's nothing. You're nothing. When you're Catholic, you're nothing. I always wished I was a Jew. Because I was a smart kid. Nobody gave a shit. But, you know, Jews aren't like that. They want their kids to do well. And if I had the talent I had in a Jewish family, I would have been a multimillionaire. Instead, look at me. Look at the fuck it. Look, what am I doing? What? Because I was never taught nothing. I was like a fucking. I was like an orphan. I was like a feral dog. Yeah, I was like a feral dog. So let's see. We got another caller. Let's pick him up. Hold on a second, guys.
Ooh.
706. You're on the air. Who's this?
Jerry Nation.
Who's this?
Jerry Nation.
Ah, it's Ass Napkin Ed. What are you doing, Ed? I didn't recognize the phone number.
I was told to call this number, so I did.
It's a woman. Is that him, really?
Yes, it's a woman. I'm a woman. I'm from Yorkville.
Oh,
I am
a
woman.
Okay, so what's your name? I'm sorry. You sound like my friend Ass Napkin Ed.
Don't call me no damn man anymore. Oh, shit. A friend of mine said to call this number because Andrew Kelly was on here.
He is. Say hello to Andrew. Go ahead, honey.
Hi, Andrew. How are you? This is Jerry.
All right. How are you? What's your name?
Geraldine Galliera. My brother's name is Charles Galliera. You might know him.
Oh, Charles. Yeah, of course.
But Patrick said to call this number, so I did.
Okay.
And I just called to say hello.
Are you in Florida?
No, I'm in Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Oh, Georgia, let me apologize. You sound like my friend Ed when he makes a phony voice. So, and I thought he was calling. So you're from Georgia. You're calling to say hello to Andrew. Now,
well,
you know,
I'm originally from New York City, but I live in Georgia now.
Okay. What part of Georgia? Can we ask? You don't have to give us an exact location, but.
I live in Dahlonega. I'm in a small town called Dahlonega, Georgia.
Holy shit, honey. What are you doing in Georgia from New York City? Are you dying there? Like, what are you doing? Like, what's going on? What do you do for fun?
Not very much of anything.
Can I ask about how old you are?
How old am I? I'm proud 61 years old.
Oh, so you're still in sexual prime. So are you meeting right that guy there and doing your thing, or are you a married woman?
I was married. My husband passed away 20 months ago.
I'm sorry.
Prostate
I'm striking out left and right with this woman. Everything I say is wrong, Mark. Now you see why I don't get laid, because I'm just a fucking idiot. Constantly putting my foot
I
in my
see
mouth.
Why I don't neither.
I don't know.
Is anybody listening to this?
Five million people.
Oh, okay, good. Well, everybody knows now I'm not getting laid. Wow.
Well, none of us get laid enough. Who gets laid enough?
Me.
Andrew did. That's why he got prostate cancer, because he was always fucking somebody.
You can't catch
right?
prostate cancer.
Yeah, but you get it from wearing it out. You wore that fucker out. He's constantly
wow.
talking to you. Right,
yeah,
Andrew?
Sammy Davis Jr. sings Cancer Man to me. Yeah.
Cancer Man.
The Cancer Man.
You're going to be okay. You're going to find a spot.
Huh?
But anyways, I'm going to let you guys go. And
well, it was nice to call. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
It was
well,
nice talking to you. If you find a man that'll let me come back there and live with him in New York City, I'll be happy to move back.
All right.
Well,
all right.
I'm going to New York in March if you want to come, but I like tons of oral. Are you into that or no?
No, thank you. Don't like oral. All right. Sorry.
Sorry.
All right, there
Sorry.
You go.
You
get rid of another one.
Night. Goodbye,
well,
you guys. Goodbye,
dear. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry about
that. Geraldine.
Wow.
Bye, Geraldine.
She don't like oral. She don't like you.
Is
your name Oral
Matt,
by
Matt
any chance?
It was a match made
right,
in Georgia.
Exactly. A match made in Georgia.
Someone went down to Georgia. Was looking for her soul. Her soul.
I mean, I'm
moral. Yeah.
I'm trying to get the girl back in the game. She's not interested. You know what I mean? Like, what can I tell you? I'm like, you like oral?
Husband just died.
Yeah.
She had a real Southern accent for originally being from New York.
I thought
yeah.
she was asked Afghanet.
I did too. Maybe you think she was asked Afghanet in the beginning? Sounded like
Mike's,
it. I made
Mike's calling
like
her Ed? Ask Afghanet?
I know.
Yeah, my name is not Ask Afghanet.
I know.
Oh, God.
It's my funny. Name is not Ask Napkins Ed.
Yeah, yeah. And then I ask her if she's getting laid or she's married. My husband just died. I'm like, motherfucker.
I know, right? 20 months.
Christ.
It's not even
poor
2 years.
She's going to be in therapy twice next week because of
right.
that phone call.
Yeah. And then I hit her with the grand finale. I hit her with the grand finale. I'm going to New York. I'll take you, but I like a lot of oral.
You know, Mike says,
I'm sure
you sound like my friend Ask Napkinette.
I have a better chance of banging Ask Napkinette than her.
Oh, my God. That was like,
that call is internationally.
I would love to see that on The Bachelor or something, you know, that show. You should go on that show, The Bachelor. Mike, boy.
Let me tell you something. When you can make that woman from Georgia funny, you know you're a fucking comedy genius. Thank you. I'll take my
There
activity.
You go. Very good,
Mike. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck was she going to say if I didn't start fucking with her? Come on.
True.
She's like, nah, and getting that southern accent because you're in Georgia, come on. Keep some of your fucking
Yeah, but what
accent.
I don't understand is if she – I don't know how long she's been down there. She, you know – People from New York, she sounds like she was born and bred in, like, Tulane, Mississippi or some shit. She sounds like there was no possibility that she ever lived here.
No, but you want to know something? She was nice for calling in, and we're only
yeah,
fucking
so
around.
Yeah, well, we're playing, you know, about her, but she was a nice lady, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and her husband died 20 months ago, so it's upsetting.
It's sad, and she's in some fucking back-ass... Listen, I live next to Georgia. Florida's the next state.
Right.
And I didn't hear her. I never heard where the fuck she is. So you know it's backwards country bumpkin shit, dude. I mean, yeah. Jacksonville backwards country bumpkin shit, really. But so that where she is must be fucking ass backwards.
Like, but you guys are almost in the Super Bowl.
Huh?
You guys are almost in the Super Bowl. I don't know how bad. You know, I was surprised that a small town like Jacksonville could put up such a good fight, almost got to the Super Bowl. That was great.
Well, listen, dude, they sucked for years. When I first got here, I was doing granite countertops, and I put in some tops for a couple of Jaguars. They all bought in this building, this high-rise building, and they bought these beautiful up-and-down apartments at the top of them, like almost like penthouses. And I did a bunch of granite countertops for them, and I would just bust their balls. I'm like, well, if you ever play in New York, then I'll give a fuck to your football player. Until then, just shut the fuck up and pay me. It was, you know, like I had no respect at all for the Jaguars. But a couple years, they were pretty good. You know, they had a decent team. They were a little bit fun to watch. Then they fell off the map again. And then this year, they did awesome. So, you know, good for them. You know what I mean?
I gotta get off soon, guys.
All right, get off. Oh, you still get off with the frustration, sir?
Huh? Yeah, I get. When I go to the bathroom, little cancer pieces float out my ass.
Your ass? Nice.
You know what?
I would think they come out of your pitch.
If you got to go, that's cool. You were very cool to call up. You know, get through a little bit of treatment. And you know what we'll do on the next show? We'll have you masturbate. We'll mic you up, and we'll just have you masturbate and see if it takes a lot longer now that you have prostate cancer.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wait till I go out to DeLuca, Georgia to masturbate. then I'll be all right. When I go fuck town, Bangkok, fuck water, DeLuca, Georgia, then I'll be all right.
That's awesome. All right, brother. All right. You got to go, guys.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
We love you.
Love you.
See you later.
Thank you,
Mr.
You
Kelly.
Too, Mr. Mark.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you
next week, maybe.
I'll probably be there next week.
All right, very good. Good luck in your set.
I'll be there. Andrew, I'll be in the strip to 15. Come and see me.
Break a penis. All right,
let me know when this is hooked up. If I'm still alive, I'll go. Yeah.
You'll be alive. I mean, you may not make it into April, but March 15th you'll be around.
All right.
All right, brother.
Bye.
Thanks a lot,
Andrew,
guys.
Our pleasure.
Bye, bye, Andrew. Okay. So evidently, Mark, you know, Andrew lost some of his strength. He could only hang out with us about 43 minutes tonight, but I think we had a good time with Andrew, and we wish him very
well.
Well,
I mean. Stage two prostate, he's, I don't know if he's still listening, but he probably didn't realize what it was at first, and he maybe neglected it and didn't have it checked properly. Maybe he was, the doctor said get a biopsy, and he said, I'll get it some other time. Because, as I said, prostate cancer is very slow moving cancer as you get older. And stage two is probably like he neglected. He probably didn't know it until... But once they get started, prostate cancer is serious, but it's not going to kill you but the problem is, you got to go through all the bullshit, what they're going to do to him. So, but it's not going to kill you. It's not like lung cancer or liver cancer or the one that Swayze died from. I can't think of it now, but, it's survival rate is like 85-90% with prostate cancer.
Well, I'm very glad that I was able to offer him some words of encouragement. I was able to tell him not to tell St. Peter go fuck himself.
That's very
important. You know what's sad? I'm probably going to have to do a lot of penance for that joke when I drop dead. St. Peter's going to be like, hey, funny man.
Yeah.
How many times did you crack this joke, jerk off? A little time in purgatory for you, But I do it for my art, Mark. I do it for my art.
I know. You know what? It was funny. I posted something tonight on Facebook. That was a pretty funny line. I won't say what it was, but I said I it would have been funnier if I said my father instead of my friend's father, but it was a negative comment about the person, and I didn't have the heart to say it about my father, so I wrote my friend's father, because it wasn't true about my father anyway. But today would have been my mother's 89th or 90th birthday today, so I'm like embroiled. And I have photographs in my apartment of scenes, you know, from the house we used to live in Pearl River and stuff. So I'm a little bit not sad, but you know, and nostalgic today. You know, missing
all
my
right.
mother.
Oh, I'm sorry you're missing your mother. Thanks for bringing the show completely down.
Well,
but,
we had
you know.
A cancer guy on. I just wanted to end it, you know, to add to that.
Yeah.
And I wanted
but,
to, you know, memorialize my mother. She would have been 90 today.
You know what? Andrew does have 5,000 friends. I'm on his Facebook page right now.
See what cancer can do for you? See what cancer can do for you. 3 weeks ago, he had 2,000 friends. Cancer, boom, 5,000.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, good for him. But he does have 5,000, and he is a funny guy. So good for him. We wish him well. Mark, I think we did a good show tonight. I think I'm not going to try to drag it out. I think I'm going to let it go at this point.
It was a fine show. I will be at the Gladys Simon show tomorrow. And I want everybody to come.
Tell me how skinny my face is.
Your face is like 3/4 of the size of what it was the last time I saw you on here, which was last week. So it seems to be happening all at once. I know you've been losing weight for longer than a week, but it seems to be happening all at once that you're losing
weight.
Let me
tell you what I'm doing right now, Marco. I'm eating one meal every other day, or two little meals, actually, within a 2-3 hour window.
I think
every
that's very drastic. I think you've gone too far, but you are losing weight.
Look at my face. It's fucking gorgeous. Look.
You look younger, too.
Yeah, because I'm fucking beautiful. All right, Marco. So thank you, everybody that listened. Watch Rotten Apple on YouTube, Rotten Apple Cartoon. Like it, comment on it, share it. Subscribe. Right. Subscribe to the channel. We lost like 200,000 subscribers because of some YouTube rule changes. So,
yeah, I couldn't understand exactly. Did you see all they accidentally posted a kids thing with the wheels of the bus go round and round? Did you see that?
Yeah. That's what happened because you're not allowed. Kids channels are not allowed, and they miscategorized our cartoon as a kids channel. I guess because all these little jerk-offs are eating the Tide Pods and shit. So,
I don't know. I like that,
that
Wheel of the Bus cartoon. That was cute.
Yeah. I'm scratching my back right now, Mark. Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm watching.
Look at my bicep, by the way, how big it's getting. See it?
Yep. Looks like you're having a spasm.
I'm flexing it for you. I want you to get your fucking...
Oh, I thought you were having a spasm.
No.
I get back spasm when I wipe my ass in the toilet. Isn't that sad?
Well, you're not in good shape, brother. You should try some fasting. You should get rid of some carbs, and you know, but you won't do it.
And I shouldn't wipe my ass.
No, you should definitely wipe your ass. Do not
get a spasm. I got a bad spasm. Wipe my ass today. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I'm not into dirty ass people. No. But all right, everybody.
No, I mean, neither am I. That's why I fought through the spasm. I had to finish. No, I wouldn't stop, but it was horrible. My life sucks.
Everybody, thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you next week. Oh,
bye.
Just announced, Judy Tenuta is going to guest with us. We just don't
next
know when. No, I don't. Fuck, I'm dying too. No, we don't know the exact date, but
right.
She has agreed to appear. So
right.
I'm very excited about that. Judy Tenuta is awesome. So
she have
we'll
cancer or is she normal? Is she okay?
Oh, God forbid. It's not funny. Yeah, it's end the show, fuckface.
All right, bye. Love you all.
She's got it.
The cancer man can. Oh, the cancer man can. Good night.
See you later.